Good morning, or good afternoon, depending where you're listening to the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of acceleration of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written into our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to you and to do for you, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question from the mundane to the divine, but I do ask for you to stick to one question, the thing that's the biggest thing in your head. Also, we open up the phone lines after the first break, and so I like to give a tip of the week, information for the week, and then go on to the phone lines, and I'll give you a heads up for the phone lines number so you could get that ready to call in after the break. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And what I wanted to cover briefly today was about the effects of Mercury in retrograde. We're halfway through Mercury in retrograde, so we have another couple of weeks with us. And Mercury, again, is a planet of communication. And I've talked about this several times, but what I'm noticing, the more and more we evolve, and we're constantly evolving every day, every minute of the day, we're becoming and being invited to become lighter and lighter and lighter, or think about being the angels, having the human experience. So you want to think about, as we evolve and become lighter, we're going to become more affected to the universe, to the universal energies, to energy in general, meaning other people's energy, feeling people's moods, the undercurrent, the things that are happening besides the physical world, because the way I see it, the physical world is what I call the blah, blah world, where we could do a blah, 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 so we all could talk and even convince ourselves of our truth. But energy patterns follow where we direct our intentions and where we direct our thoughts, most of our thoughts. So our energy patterns don't, I don't want to say lie because I don't like the energy of a lie, but sometimes we could kid ourselves. I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine this morning, and she had to have a tough conversation with her mother. And so she was very aware that at this time, Mercury is in retrograde. So she was going to have a serious conversation with her mom, and she understood that Mercury is in retrograde. So this is a time where people might not be hearing you. They might not hear what you're saying. So it's really important to be very direct, to repeat yourself, say things in several different ways so people really have a grasp and understanding. And then she prepped herself, and I was talking to her over the weekend. So we kind of were, I was doing a coaching, energetically reading for her and showing her why this is so hard for her, because that information was in her energy field, that this is bringing up her wounded child, that she was actually individuating from her mother, and at this time right now it's so important for her own spiritual growth. She was already feeling the miscommunication and also the words and the communication that was happening with them without any words, meaning the communication that's energetically going back and forth. And we all can pick this up, just like when somebody's in a bad mood or you're angry with somebody and you think you're covering it up and smiling, I see the ultra bright toothpaste, and that means it's my symbol of showing like the dentine smile, or that but underneath being very angry, frustrated, sad, or depressed. So think of this as the time where, when she had this morning the opportunity to talk to her mother, she kind of backed down, because she didn't have her wounded child stepped in. So here, when we work positively and empowered our life and working with the energies of Mercury in retrograde, it was encouraged her to retry it again this afternoon. We always get a chance to do, life will always give us an opportunity to repeat patterns, because that's what we do all the time anyway. Cycles happen, we can notice themes, and if you notice, I always talk about the themes that are happening in your life, and they will happen over and over and over again until we get the lesson. When we get the lesson, then it transmutes it. It's like when I look into energy fields, it's like watching an explosion of a block, and it just transmutes into dust to dust. And so that means lesson learned, so we don't energetically collect the same theme over and over again. So here she has an opportunity to communicate this afternoon from the position of the empowered adult. And so all of this is a theme. When I see this going on with a friend of mine, it's life and in her life, I know that this is the theme of the collective whole, meaning that June is coming up, and what my guides have been telling me, this June, July, and August is a very important month for us to really clear out the left side of our energy field. That's about the past. The left side is also associated with our feminine energy, our female side, our ability to take in, receiving, being receptive, soft. Think of giving and receiving. So this is really clearing out any blocks to be receiving love, opportunities, money, jobs. So as the energies are already coming in for us to be more receptive and to clear out so we could be open to take in, again, more energy of opportunities, love. And if we're not, let's say that deals are falling through or things that were sure deal all of a sudden are not coming through, or it just seems like things are kind of going hairy, then that's where we always want to think of that the energy solution. The solution is always within my energy field, meaning that all the answers are within. So going back to what's going on, what's the underlying theme that's stopping communication? It all goes back to what I talk about is the wounded child. That aspect of us all, we all have a wounded child. We could call it the ego child, wounded child, the shadow self, all different names for the same thing, but it's a part of us, the ego, that keeps us separate. Separate from what? Separate from our empowerment. Separated us. Separate from our higher self, our angel self. So think of that. We all see that separation as the veil that separates us from those that are in spirit, those that are our angels and the guides. So we're familiar with that veil, but as we accelerate, our light is piercing that veil from inside of us, within us. Our own light energy is piercing that veil, having it disintegrate so it's getting thinner and thinner, meaning communication can be more open with our guides, our angels, our family members that are coming in here to help support us. And so when Mercury again goes in backwards, we want to make sure that our communication is clear, that we're plugged into the right station, meaning the station of empowerment, not of the wounded child, and also with the energies that are coming in through over the next couple of weeks that has an emphasis on us to embrace our divine feminine. And this does not matter. It doesn't matter if you're in a male body or female body. We all have male and female energy. And so to be really embrace this energy of coming in, it's like a love wash magnetically pulling up our past history. And we're not going to be pulling up our past great times here, guys. We're going to be pulling up like our worst nightmares, our themes, our fears. And so you want to think that it's a great thing for us to be pulling up, to pull it up to our attention, our intention, because when it's brought up to our attention, then we could use our intention to clear it out. It's like unplugging from that energy drain once and for all, because every situation that we ever encounter, whether we could do it with in person or we do it with thought and make a connection with somebody over in Japan, we're connected by energy and cords, and those cords do not get cut when our communication gets cut, even if we are just subconsciously thinking about it, especially if there's a charge with that, meaning we felt we got burned, they did a bad thing to us, and so we felt we were wrong. Our energy, our subconscious, is putting our life force into those situations. And so this is a perfect time for us to work with the energies of Mercury and retrograde, pull back, make sure you're being mindful of communication, be clear with it, and making sure that your empowered self, the divine self, is again in the driver's seat instead of the divine child. I mean, the wounded child, because the wounded child is the ego that wants to keep us in separation, because we're more familiar with that, with the stress, the stresses than the unknown. So a lot of times we'd rather stay in chaotic situations than because it's familiar to us than what the possibility is, what's around that corner. And so we want to challenge ourselves to go around the corner, because what is guaranteed is a lot better than the static and the chaos that the wounded child is going to give us, because the wounded child, again, wants to stay in sticky situations because it's terrified that it's going to lose its seat. But if you look at the wounded child as the ego that is separating and causing static for us to hear our divinity, for us to hear information of empowerment, and also to be directed to where to go, be at the right place, the right time for relationships, for jobs, for communication, then you really want to understand how important it is for us to clear our communication and take that wounded child out of the driver's seat and become the director of your own life. Be empowered. This is your birthright. And so this is the energies that we're working with right now. And so This is, you want to be aware of that. Also, we have some stuff coming up I wanted to cover, and that's where I'm starting a series called The Circle, The Gathering. And it's a circle where people could come physically. If you're around the area in Connecticut, you're welcome. And I'm going to be doing this for the next 3 months, one Friday night for the next 3 months. And starting in June, you could check it all out on the website. And for the 2 hours, I'm going to be doing a teaching, a channel's message, what I'm getting from my guides, an updated version because I get information daily. Then it'll be time for questions and answers, and then I will do a healing clearing afterwards. And so I'm very excited to do this. I've been guided to do this as far as bringing us together physically, and if you can't make it here to Connecticut, then you absolutely will be in on the phone conversation so you could ask questions. You absolutely will get the energy of it, and also we'll have it available for MP3 for you to listen to afterwards. So we're really being urged to become the family. This is our family of humanity, to make connections, to make the extra effort. So I'm very excited about that. We're also starting the second mastery series in June. You can get all the information, and the free newsletter is so important to sign up for, because that's when all of a sudden if my guides and angels say, do a free class Tuesday night next week, talk about money and how to make it happen and bring it in, then I will do it, and it will be up on my website. So to get that kind of information, being on the website, I mean, the free mailing list is so important. And I do want to say that I do not sell my list out. I respect everybody's privacy, and so I do not merge with people, sell, give names out. So I'm very mindful of that. So those are stuff that's coming up. And again, for the information, you could look at www.caraoconnor.com or email union1111@yahoo.com or always call for private sessions at 860-887-1201. And again, all of that's on the website. We're going to a short break, and when we come back, we'll be going to those phone lines. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on the Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides. Performance Velocity brings you the Breakthrough Human Performance Formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and A Path to Personal Triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-released edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today, visit informedbeauty.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And the lines are all now open for the rest of the hour. So call on in. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Yep, we'll start with Amy. She's calling in from Avon, Connecticut. And she seems a little scattered these days. She wants some organization, some control, some direction. See if we can help her out, Carrie. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you, Amy?
Good. I'm so glad. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So you're feeling scattered.
Yeah, I'm just been going through a rough year or so, and I just want to break out of this crazy weirdness.
I don't know
what else to say.
No, I totally understand that because I've been hearing that around the world. And so when I look at patterns and notice patterns within patterns, meaning that people are talking about the last 3 years in particular, this year feeling heavier or denser because what we're doing is we're clearing. Think of our energy bodies have dropped down to the physical, meaning that we have an extra part. We're lightening up, or what I call the 100-watt light bulb is becoming a 1,000-watt light bulb. So as we become lighter, Amy, what also happens, anything that's residual energy, anything that feels heavier, any of our worst nightmares and our fears are coming to the surface, not to freak us out or to scare us, but for us to put our, again, I always will say this, our attention and intention into our thought patterns, into our fears, and then what happens, we start breaking up those energies, we start breaking up those blocks by merely putting our awareness on that. We start shifting our energy because that's how powerful we are as beings. We are angels having a human experience here, so as soon as we start shifting, it's just like the things when you change your mind and you shift your energy signature around, then all of a sudden you start saying, God, people at work are acting different. My kids have changed. My husband's in a different relationship. And it's not that they're doing anything different. You flipped the switch. And so think of that. This is a time where you're very sensitive, Amy, and you're feeling the major shift. So I always go back to saying to people, what do you have for daily energy maintenance? Do you do something daily to cleanse and clear your energy body?
Yes, I meditate all the time, every day.
All right. But do you, as far as meditate, do you do something as far as bringing it down into the physical body where you're literally seeing the subatomic particles of your cells and then seeing them spin and expanding and cleansing and getting cleared and then stretching from the inside out? Because a lot of times meditation brings us up and out of our body, right? And so this year it's all about being physical. And actually, the Dalai Lama said 3 years ago now, around Christmas time 3 years ago, he told the Buddhists to stop meditating, and he didn't, and there was a big uproar. What is the Dalai Lama saying? He said, get physical, get involved, take action, go teach your children, be proactive. And so what was he saying? What he meant was, it doesn't mean that we didn't have to meditate anymore. It was about, let's be proactive, let's get this down to the physical. So if you're feeling still scattered, it all goes back to as far as tweaking up and looking at the energy exercises that you're doing and bringing it down again to the physical, because this whole year is about the physical, and you'll feel it. It's like, what is the themes? Because when I'm looking at your energy field, I go to the left side of your energy field. I was already talking about the left side is our feminine side, it's our receptive side, and also I'm seeing the hips in particular, your second chakra and your root chakra getting way pulled over to the left side. It almost looks like a U, having you shift off, and your feet really aren't energetically on the ground. So I'm straightening you out, and your root chakra is half the size of the second chakra. So the root chakra is when we can feel freaked out or scattered, our body can go to fight or flight. It could go to reactive. And so when we go to reactive, we clamp down. We can contract our energy instead of expand it. That's why I always am saying going down into your root chakra, looking around in there, visualizing it as a home. Our root is all about our home, our connections to the earth, and really do grounding stuff for it. Visualize it as a home. What does it look like in there? Put a couch in there, or what you would feel comfortable. Expand it. Put lights in there. Put softness in there. Imagine warm colors in there. You're literally activating the root chakra and second chakra. You're clearing out, and it allows your energy body to ground into the earth more. And then going up to the second chakra, I see it. There's like a big energetic cyst that goes off on the ovaries, and so in the emotional body, and that's a part of, when I see cysts, that means past wounds, old wounds, and so again, when they're up on the surface of us in our emotional body, they're there for us to lance it. So think of the scatter time is where your body, we are self-regulating, self-cleansing people, so we search to seek balance. We do it consciously or unconsciously. So working with the lower chakras is really going to help you. And again, especially the first and second one, is going to really help ground you, because it's a part of your energy defense mechanisms. And I'm not surprised that you meditate. Ever since you were 2.5 to 4 years old, you learned to go up and out of your body big time whenever you felt a shaking of the foundational energies, when it didn't feel very safe, up and out you went. And so this is where you're going into your body and expanding from the inside out. It will make you feel grounded, and when it will make you feel more grounded, less scattered, and also it'll help with manifestation. Think as above, so below. So it's very hard for us to give birth down to anything from a job to a relationship to money to have it to be the into the opening receptive side, and this is what this left energy is all about too. Receiving money, opportunities, peace, health, calmness, serenity. Well, all of those things come through our left side. And so if our left side is kind of shaky or in a defensive mechanism where it's like an accordion closed off because the wounded child is feeling, I feel of shaky foundations right now, then we have the keys to say, you know what, I'm putting my attention and intention in my root chakra and doing rooting, grounding, and exercises. I would smudge your groundings, your house, your home, your car, smudge with sage, and that's a very grounding smell. It puts us right into our body, especially those of us that like to fly out. And then also Epsom salt in your bath. All of this is nurturing yourself. It's helping that left side. It will absolutely have you feel less scattered and be able to have you get into the body. Even going into taking rescue remedy, Bach flower remedies would be very helpful. We're also, you're very sensitive, Amy, so part of you can feel the energy shiftings of the earth. And so think of this as a grand rebirth time, and this is where you're rebirthing yourself as the divine child into that's connected to the soul group that is going to have you do reconnections with family, soul family, and this is where you're doing major spring cleaning, summer cleaning of clearing out your front fibers to make room for these connections. So this is a grand reawakening, phoenix through the fire period that, again, is not only, it's been going on for the last 3 years, so think of the month of three, which is March of this year. It's now getting down to the nitty-gritty, and so again, when we're making major pivotal changes, this is when we could feel the most shaky. It could be feel when we're feeling, again, sometimes we could feel expanded, but the next moment we could feel like we're collapsing, and this is where
I feel like it's fall. Like, I feel like it's before winter time.
Exactly.
I feel like closed, and
So think of that, what that fall time is what you're feeling, Amy, again, because you're very sensitive, is the left side of your energy. We want to think of it as 12 feet on either side of us, our right side and left side. When I look into your energy pattern, your left side is hovering 6 inches, not 12 feet on the off the left side. And so that's closed down, closed in, closed down. And then I see a line that's shaking. So that means, again, an energy of shaky, then I go to the root chakra, and when I see the hips out of alignment, that almost looks like a Picasso picture, right? Think of that. This is what the energy body is saying, and this is not who, this is what one print you're showing. What you're connecting to is your original blueprints. That's when we are in our total form, the angel heaven, the human experience. So when I'm looking at the, again, Picasso picture thing, think of that you've brought these up to the surface, and again, that ovary, that energetic cyst on your left ovary has to do with nursing old wounds, having like energetic abortions, so hopes, dreams, and desires that didn't happen because of timing, because of they couldn't get into the birthing process. So this is an opportunity for you to clear, to get do it what I call the roto-rooter clearing, getting into those lower chakras and really clear them out and work on really having forgiving those that could have hurt you, and also forgiving yourself in any direction, space of time that you could have been on the other foot of having wronged somebody, because this is what this whole energy is about. It's a grand, great balancing. We've all done everything by this time of our go-around, so the more we clear and forgive, ask for forgiveness, the more it allows us to, again, ground down, and then you are going to feel the rebirthing period, especially when you get into June and July. So take this period, write yourself an action plan, and again, smudge, sage, getting into a, put post-its wherever you're walking around. It's going to really help ground it into the physical body, ground this energy into the physical body, because we're putting our essence, again, more into the physical. Does that mean our essence wasn't there? No, it's of course, we're energy. Science has proven we're electromagnetic beings, and so, but this is where we're pouring in, lightening up, or again, just think of the analogy of the light bulb, changing our light wattage from 100 watts to 1,000 watts.
Right.
And so anything that even felt 100 watts to us used to feel okay and light. And now that it's 1,000 watts, that 100 watts is now going to feel like heavier, denser, like time to close in, hibernation. And this is where the good news is, the lighter and lighter we get, the more we get, again, proactive, reactive, the more we can get down to the bottom. So write a list, Amy, of those times that you felt on top of the world, where you felt really grounded. Also really concentrate of things in the past, in the last 3 years in particular, that have things that have created creation, things that you've desired that haven't come into fruition, and also past pains, going back down to your 2.5 to 4-year-old child, visit those times as a as an observer, see if that foundational energy was not, you were able to be sensitive enough where you picked up on people's subtle energies, so it felt like it was shaky, so that your defense mechanism was to get up and out of the body and close off on the left side in particular, and that left side is our receiving side, and that means receiving of prana, life force, peace, stability. So this is where you're going to turn it around. If you haven't, or this is for anybody that's listening, I give out free energy exercises. So email, ask for the free energy exercises, and start incorporating them. If those don't work for you, they don't resonate with you, go find something else that resonates with you. Or if you're doing something that you really like, up it, meaning do it through up and out the day. And if you're doing something throughout the day and not seeing results, then it's a good time to add in something else that's more grounding. And especially if you need help grounding, power animals and sage and wearing hematite is very good for grounding, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate you.
Okay. Yep. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, Benny, why don't we go to the next break, and then we'll be back right back to the phone lines, and you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be with you for another half hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, we'll do. And 1-800-930-2819 is the number, 1-800-930-2819. We have Jean calling in from Kirkland, Washington. She wanted to have a little bit of help focusing in on her crown chakra. So Carrie, and of course, Jean, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, and I want to do a quick commercial. Carrie, you're wonderful. I've had personal readings with you very successfully before.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. So what's going on?
Well, I had a healer read my chakras in March and told me that my crown chakra is pretty shut down, and I've been doing some tapping exercises, and I've been trying to bring the light in through the top. But I just sort of had a checkup recently, and it's just not moving. It's starting to move, but I was hoping for you to take a look at it, maybe give me some insight. Perhaps I'm afraid of the feeling somehow. Shut down feelings.
Yep. The first thing I'm seeing that's really interesting, Jen, because the biggest thing that I would want you to hold in your gene, in your consciousness, is that when we're blocked, it's like nothing can absolutely shut down at all. I mean, if the energy could get sluggish, but we're never closed off, because I don't like people subconsciously think, oh my gosh, I'm closed off and I'm disconnected, because then it goes into the subconscious patterns, and then we can feed more of the energy into that. And so when there's a big difference between being blocked and closed down versus having a contracted energy. Contracted could look closed and blocked back down, but it's just in a protective mode, just like you just said with your own intuition, that I had a feeling that it was because I was afraid. So that's you just read yourself. And so when I'm looking at the top chakra, I think of standing up above your head and looking down. You're pulling me to your left side. And it's very interesting, because I see all these white beads that look like pearls that are starting to emerge from your crown chakra. So think of that. When we clear, when we're tapping, when you're doing things, it absolutely starts working, even if we're not seeing it in the different levels. So it starts clear. We start clearing the spiritual level, the mental level, the emotional level, the mental level, and the physical level. So again, when we're reading, we want to know what part are we reading, because one level could look be spinning out of in one direction, the other level could be spinning the other direction. So when I'm looking at the theme of it, it goes into a crown. I see the beginning of a crown. So think of a crown behind a veil, like a curtain veil that's coming in. So that means that you're doing the work, it's open up. And again, when I go to the left side, it's really interesting because I see a lot of ants. And so it absolutely works with ant medicine. Ant medicine, if you're not used to totem poles, I mean, animals to come in to help us with it. It's just like we could call in Archangel Michael for protection, Ariel for life purpose, that our animals are sacred for us and they help us with things. And the ants are so important, because think of an ant rebuilding, like that movie Ants that it talks, it shows how things are, they're amazing. They can carry, 1,000 times their weight? And so they're working with ant medicine. It would be really important for you right now, because I'm seeing structures being built or rebuilt that, again, supports that crown. And so the crown chakra literally is starting to look like a levels of a crown. And when I go to the left side, it brings me to the past, and I literally see you with a crown on your head, and also a sense of having, it's interesting, it's like a witch putting I want to say a spell on you. So it looks like a symbolically from Hansel and Gretel, from the Walt Disney shows. But what I'm seeing also is that there's a part that, think of if we live over in Italy and we have the belief system that people can put evil eyes in us and it's going to work, it will work because our that's part of our belief system. So think of you're clearing out in any direction of space of time that has to do with I think of somebody putting energy around you because they were jealous of your position. They're jealous of your state right there. So, but the end result was that it wasn't very good for you, meaning felt shut down, disconnected, depressed. So it looked like you had everything and that they didn't have anything, down from physical beauty, down from wealth, down to support a family. And so think of, again, people sending you bad energy of saying, geez, she's just so perfect. But then inside, you were feeling less and less, and it was like almost like a deep depression came over you, and you didn't feel that yourself because you were wondering why couldn't everybody be nice? And so it's like a similar theme here of being inclusive, coming in as an old soul. Why isn't everybody be nice? Why don't we roll up our sleeves? And so think of that part of the crown chakra goes down as far as a protective mode. I also see that an eye in this seventh chakra that's looking straight up in the up to the heavens. And so that is, again, another symbol of mine, of deep in the subconscious, deep down to the root chakra, That's your defense mechanism of going up and out of the body, looking to the heavens, heaven help me. And so think of when you want to, when you're balancing one chakra and open up, you always want to balance another one. And what goes hand in hand with the crown chakra is the root chakra. So when you're tapping and opening, you also want to put energy into your pubic bone and to visualize that that root chakra opening up and getting grounded into the center of the earth and expanding, because, again, our chakras work in harmony, just like our second chakra and the throat chakra, and our like they go, there's cords that connect them. So as you're working with the crown, again, visualize an energy going down your spine that's like a tube down your spine and open up your root chakra, because what it is open up and clearing out in any direction, space, of time that has to do with any kind of fear, with opening up sight, with opening up connection, feeling that divine connection, clearing away in any direction, space, of time that has to do with the veil being separated, of feeling separation and isolation yourself, and also with the pearls of wisdom, feeling that you have pearls of wisdom and not having people hear it. And so part of you is like the child, the divine part of you, or the, actually it was like an angel part of you says, I don't understand why, again, the theme of why can't anybody be nice. So it has this very much theme of betrayal. So you are proactively clearing out in any direction, space, of time that has to do with betrayal. And that also could be with the being burned on the stake, being hung, being crucified, mentally or emotionally or literally physically. And so actively clear that out that has anything to do with sight. As I'm saying this, I see a whole bunch of yellow starting to stir in your crown chakra and spinning clockwise as if I was looking down. And so work with yellow right now. And again, call on the power of the ants and visualize, if it doesn't freak you out, ants marching around in a clockwise position. And again, the ant medicine is all about building solid foundations, opening up structure and foundational energy. Read Ted Andrews. I know it's on the internet as far as what ant medicine is, all the properties of it, because I know he has pages of it. And ant is very powerful. One of my most pivotal life-altering changes parts of my life is when ant medicine came into me. And at first I was like, ew, everyone else was getting power animals of jaguars and this and that, and I saw ants, and I was like, at first I was like, oh geez, can I have like at least a beetle or something for the ancient Egypts? And then when I read ant medicine, it was very significant, it was very important. So again, read about that, work with it, get a picture of it, and visualize the ant, the properties of the medicine, the ants helping you build it. And especially over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 222, pay attention to seeing the numbers too, and also 12 as far as mastery with this. Also, I'm seeing Archangel Gabrielle coming in with you, standing on your right side, and Gabrielle's putting her horn and blowing through and blowing out any trauma that has to do with, again, ancient past life stuff. And so calling on her energy too, okay? She's all about communication. All righty?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jean.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in, Jean. We appreciate the call. 1-800-930-2819. Let's see, got a couple minutes here. Let's go to Lynn. She's calling in from Port Orchard, Washington. Carrie, she wants to know if she can maintain positive posture and see if we can get that rightly corrected, as a chiropractor would put it. And Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Lynn?
I'm maintaining.
Okay. What's going on, hon?
It's just, there's been a lot of stuff going on. My sister, my niece, today they've decided that it's time for her to let her go. I know you've talked to my sister about Sarah.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying my best to maintain a positive posture for all of us right now, and I want to know what I can do more to help
What is this? I didn't hear you. Kind of went in and out as far as letting her
okay.
go. What? Excuse me?
Sarah Gast, my niece.
Yep, I know, brain tumor, yes.
Yes. We took her to the hospital yesterday, and she started seizing, and this morning she went into a seizure that lasted for 45 minutes. They couldn't get her out of it, and now they're saying, you know, that it's time to let her go, for her to, they've medicated her up. And they were going to have hospice come to the house, and they wanted to bring her home. Kelly wants to bring her home. Mm-hmm. I just want to know what more I can do to maintain a positive posture for all of us here.
Okay. Yeah. All right. The biggest thing, Lynn, you can do is do exactly what you're doing. It's to visualize, open up space. So one of the toughest things is like seeing, understanding that Sarah came in here with a absolute master Bridger contracts that she, I call them the star breakers, because they come in and they have their, they light the stars and they open up. And also what she is already part of her contract, what she's already has gone through and will continue to go till she walks out of her body is that she's given information that's going to help change a lot, many, many people's lives. And also it's changed her whole family in a way of being advocates, being a way of part of her. She came in as a real, I don't, a lot of times they call them, that like Jesus was a sacrifice himself. And so there's a part of a sacrifice feeling here, but it was for the good of the whole. And part of her, she's a huge light bulb. So she's absolutely understood the contract. So the biggest thing that you can do is, again, hold the space of yourself and your sister and the mom and trying to understand something that doesn't make sense, the you know, the loss of a child, but also understand, like being the bridge as far as supporting. And if your sister gets mad or frustrated, allow her to get mad or frustrated. Hold space for her. Be, I'm seeing that you're doing a really good job of it. And also, though, I see you're walking on tiptoe, like toe shoes, where you can feel like you're tiptoeing and they're pink. So think of that as when, like when to put the heels down. So think of when somebody's going through this. I know this person with my cousin. It's like a part of when to step in, when to go step out. So just think of having your sister as the lead, Sarah's the lead as far as when to step in closer, when to again kind of energetically hold space from afar. And it's, you know, it's really interesting though, because I see there's a turning point for her over in the next couple of days, the next something in 2 days, 2 weeks, and or to the next 2 hours, as far as having a sense of where everyone could have closure, having a sense of completion, because I see a full circle going to the left side. So that always means to me past closure, completion, and feeling like I'm going up to the next level. So again, just when you need to take a breath, just go outside, ground yourself, and literally put your right hand down into the ground, your left hand up to the heavens, or reverse it, it doesn't matter, and just expand from the inside out. It's going to have you hold that posture and understand that this is a time of surrender and allowing, because again, there's a part where Sarah's soul always came in with saying, I had a contract and I already know that I've shifted and going to have changed many, many, many people's lives. And so that is where she is feels complete with that. And so she is already making her way of understanding her contract. So she's already going over what I see the bridge as far as understanding that contract. And so she is will be there helping everybody else come to a place of peace with that. And so just keep on doing what you're doing. Lynn, it's one of the hardest things to do is have the loss of a child. And so just get doing the dance of stepping in and stepping back, and use a lot of pink energy around everybody right now, because that's the unconditional love energy, okay?
Yes, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yep, bye-bye, hon. Okay, we're going to take the last break of their day, last break of the day. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show on KKNW.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4'9" and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite. June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by MoneyTree.
Atop the pantheon of Mount Olympus, we have a rare glimpse into the idle chatter of a few Greek gods.
Ooh, my. This Greek god's yogurt is so delicious. Well, it's just so satisfying. What do you think, Hera?
I just love Greek god's yogurt. For me, it's simply ambrosia in a cup.
What's going on here? I just got back from the refrigerator, and all of the Greek god's yogurt is gone.
Now, Zeus, you're not suggesting that we've had anything to do with the disappearance of that decadent, thick, and creamy Greek God's yogurt, are you? Why, even if we had eaten it all up, you should be happy.
Happy? Why would I be happy?
With 5 live and active cultures, including probiotics, gluten-free, Greek God's yogurt is a delicious and healthy treat. After all, you want all of your Greek gods to be healthy and happy, don't you?
Of course. We'll just have to bring more Greek God's yogurt to Mount Olympus next time we visit the store.
Experience the Greek God's yogurt at the Northwest Folklife Festival, May 22nd through the 24th. Get your Greek God's yogurt and coupon and experience the myth.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and you're listening live to Carrie O'Connor, and we're going to be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sure, and real fast, I know right before our last segment, we heard a little dog in the background. Should we give a little shout out for our little furry friend back there? I mean, you know, this
is
a good
opportunity. That's my little babies, Chloe and Oscar. They like to sit with me when I'm doing readings, and it's actually very funny because they're usually very, very good. My Chloe always thinks of herself as a divine healer. So but then she's also the divine protector. So when she heard a bus go by, she thought she'd have to give a little bark. So I was in a different room than they're used to. So
that's cute.
I have them all settled. Yeah, they're very. Well, I love the furry friends. They're so important.
Yeah, we love our animal friends. They get us through a lot.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Very true.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we have Claire calling in from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Wanted to make sure I got that name out. Didn't want to slip up on it. It's a mouthful. She wants to see, or she has been seeing certain signs, and she needs a little bit of help recognizing those. So, Claire, welcome to the show.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, hon. How are you doing?
Well, I think I'm making good progress, and
okay.
I want to run a couple things by you.
Okay, very
for the
good.
For the past month or more, my entire scalp has just been tingling.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, is that crown chakra related?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other day, I went to a pendulum workshop.
Yes.
And they did the pendulum over all the chakras, and mine were all clear.
Good.
And when she got to the crown chakra, mm-hmm. I heard this woo, woo, woo. And I said, what is that? And she said she thought it was me hearing the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you would think?
Yeah, definitely. Also, with the pendulum, was the pendulum going so fast because your crown chakra was open so wide?
I don't think it was going at a great rate. I mean,
okay, that's what I saw. I saw as soon as she went up there, that's the
uh-huh.
first thing, even before you asked the hearing thing,
uh-huh.
That's what I thought you were going to say, that she said that my crown was so big that it was like making a size almost of a plate. So if it wasn't in the physical realm that it was doing that, think of that what you're doing is tuning in exactly what you're saying as far as we clear and open up. We have the crown chakra in our spiritual body, in our mm-hmm. mental body, in our emotional body, and in our physical bodies. That's when I was talking earlier about the layers, and even in within the layers, there's layers upon layers. And so the chakra system is just so fascinating. We are such complex, amazing beings. And so when I'm seeing, especially through your spiritual body, your mental body, your emotional body, and right down to the top of laying on your physical body, it's huge, and it goes again as big as a dinner plate, and it's whipping around really fast. That's you're hearing the energy, so that's wonderful. The crown chakra is open for divine communication, and also that goes into telepathic communication, and so that's great. So all the chakras being clear too is grounding the telepathic communication, grounding the as above, so below. So becoming the vessel for channeling, vessel for connections, and also what else happened?
What else happened?
Yeah. How come your son is making like something else happened? It seems minor to you, but it's a big, and the first thing I saw was a penny on the ground, or I thought it looked like a penny, and I went over, and it looked shiny, but then I looked down at it, and I'm seeing, like, Abe Lincoln, or he's trying to say the word link, and then
I'm seeing Abe Lincoln, but it's more of the word link, as in L-I-N-K, as in like a link. And then it seems like it's a, when I look far away, it seems like a shiny, again, penny in the ground. When I walk over, it's more of a thing that's on the ground that's a link. So think of, and then, so this is what his whole message is, of something that doesn't seem so grand or phenomena, as in hearing energy, because a lot of people, Claire, they would love to hear the report of that their chakras are all very open and clear. That's wonderful. But also to be able to hear energy, you know what I mean? A lot,
well, I did, had no idea what it was. I just looked at her and I said,
oh, yeah,
I just
absolutely.
Heard this woo-woo-woo.
Yeah.
What is that?
The woo-woo-woo is definitely the energy swishes. That's why I always talk about, if you notice when the exercises are also are always clockwise and counterclockwise spins, because that's what we're always woo-woo-wooing. We're always spinning, 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 and that comes in with a sound of...
I'm not sure what he meant by the link. I've written, Carrie, probably almost 90 poems in the past 3 months.
Okay, there we go. Then I'm going
down. That's the link, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, because he keeps on emphasizing that it's on the floor, that it's all shiny, and he's saying, when I look far away, it's shiny, then when I go down, and on the ground, it definitely has to do with the poem. So where are you putting them? What are you doing with them?
Well, I have them written down on notepads, but I've also typed them up on the computer.
Okay, good.
So I'm not sure, and get this, Carrie, yesterday I'm on the interstate, and there's this huge truck the size of a moving van, huge letters on the side and the back, Saint Germain.
Oh, cool.
Saint Germain. I looked at my husband, I said, Saint Germain, Saint Germain. I said, I know that's a message.
That's
he's just looking at me, you know, and I'm like, I know that means something.
Are you familiar with Saint Germain?
Yes, I looked him up yesterday after
good,
I saw
good.
That.
Good.
And he is associated with light workers, right? Transformation?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He's actually, he's been called many other people before as far as Anaki. He's had many, many incarnations. And so Saint Germain is hugely connected to light workers and also the violet flame. And the violet flame is all about transformation, and also the triple violet flame, or, I mean the triple flame that has the violet, the pink and the white, or the blue and the yellow, and so the different colors to different chakras. But and the flame is like where, yeah, a lot of times with Saint Germain, when I see him come in, I see his hands come in as like instead of stigmatis, there's flames coming out of his hands, and also the high heart. The heart starts in the heart chakra, goes up to the thymus, and so that's the high heart to me. And that's all about, again, transformation, and especially when we take a look at the hands, meaning our down to the physical body, taking our hands is where we're directing, giving and receiving energy. Think of what the hands represent. So we're transmuting the energy that we put out, meaning as far as clear, open communication, and also the energy that we take in. Clear energy that takes in, that helps us, again, ground, helps us clear, helps us connect, feel connected, and feeds us, feeds our soul, physically, mentally, emotionally. And so I'd absolutely bring a picture of Saint Germain in, and then and have a picture of work with energies of Saint Germain, especially over the next 3 months, through June, July, and August, because there's the energy that's coming in that, again, is a strong review of the emotional body of the past, the feminine energy, the ability to receive. And Graham is talking about, again, links and finding links, and there has to be some Abraham. And I know Abraham Hicks is the Hicks people that channel Abraham. That's all about the Hicks people. And so, but he also is talking about like finding again a link that has to do with your poetry that brings you out. And there has to be some Abraham and again Hinks connection. Hink, like, you know, some sort of sounds like that name. And and it looks shiny from afar, meaning that it's a shiny opportunity, and it's like it's on the bottom of the ground, meaning floor, foundation, building from the world at words up. So you already wrote the poem, and then you typed it out, and then it's like sending out in the poems into different links of people that have do poetry. Also, I'd go to selfgrowth.com. There's a part where they accept all different type of of articles, of poetry. They hit, it's a huge networking place. The guy gets a million hits a month on this on his site, and it's So
I
go to selfgrowth.com. And
I did some the other night on another person's radio show.
Yeah,
and I think Graham wants me to get these out right to the public.
Yes, absolutely.
I think he wants me to do a website, but I don't really quite know how to do that. But we're thinking maybe a blog site or something.
There, that's the perfect thing. So that's where he's referring again, going back to the links, right? So think of that. The links go back into, especially when you have websites, you can have a blog, talk, radio show, and even you could hook one up as far as today, this afternoon, free blog, talk, radio, free. So you could have that. You could read the poetry and then put the links to your, again, website and have information, and that's all of where he keeps on emphasizing bottom ground, foundations. And so you're in the building foundations of so many, on so many levels of yourself individually, of connecting, of directing the energy, of being on the light path lighter and lighter and lighter, and then healing, and then also doing cellular healing with the loss of a son, and it's taking what I call that butcher knife loss and making it have it be where you could take a breath, but it doesn't feel like you're ripping your cave, your ribs open every single time you take a breath with the loss of a child. That's what I see it as energetically.
Started happening. I definitely feel
absolutely. So cellular healing, and that's going to help you bridge out to other people. And it's all about the links and the connections that you're doing. So check out that website. Email me, and I'll turn you on to a couple others. And I know I hear the music, so
we
have to go. You're welcome, and continue the great work. That's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. And may you all align with the divine and have a wonderful week. You listen.